Open Windows, September the 21st. Heavenly Intentions. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honour at God's right hand. Colossians 3, verse 1. Our prayer life has got to be on a heavenly basis. It is not enough just to be praying for our earthly affairs. Oh, it is so easy to get up in the morning and hurry through a few words asking the Lord to bless us and ours and our earthly things for the day, as though these things of this life were all. Oh no, the Lord would have prayer touching things heavenly, things spiritual, things related to that which is not of time, but of eternity. Not of this world, but in relation to his eternal heavenly intentions. He would have us separated from the merely temporal. There is a place for bringing those before the Lord, but they have got to be lifted in relation to the heavenly, and not dealt with as things in themselves. The blood makes everything heavenly, separating from the old creation. There is a very great deal of the old creation in our prayers. It is our convenience, our deliverance from inconveniences and discomfort, our salvation from what would bring us a great deal of trouble and sorrow. That is the motive behind a good deal of our praying. Lord, don't let anything bad happen today, because it would spoil our life today. But supposing the Lord would lift us into something altogether new through sorrow, are we then going to pray that prayer? No, our prayer must be, today, Lord, I want that which is of greatest account in relation to the spiritual values, and if that must be by the way of trials and adversity, I do not pray to be delivered from it. I say, Lord, there is power to carry me through, and by prayer I come into touch with that power to carry me through the trials of every day in relation to the meaning of the trial. That is heavenly praying. That is praying with your heart in heaven. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Oh, set your affections on things which are above, not on things which are on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, our citizenship is in heaven. Now the life of the believer is to be, therefore, one of heavenly interests, always in view, and our prayer life in relation to those interests.